No fooling. It's 2 for Tuesday on 103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's Classic Rock, and George McFly. Coming up at 3, your next chance to qualify for the Dollywood Splash Country tickets. Listen for that secret code word. Then at 3:15, Mark Packer and a sports machine, followed by your free tickets to Monsters on the Mountain, going on August 19th through the 22nd in Gatlinburg at the Convention Center. I'm on the phone with Rudy Sarzo, bass player from Quiet Riot. Hello, Rudy.
McFly. What's up?
We're looking forward to seeing you in a couple weeks, man.
I'm blessed.
Well, the privilege is going to be all ours. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I was there for a minute. Anyway, Rudy, you're going to be here in a couple weeks. You've been doing this for decades upon decades, and you remain a man in demand.
You know, we just signed a deal with Elon Musk to Quiet Riot to be the first band on Mars to perform there.
First a rover, then Rudy Sarzo and Quiet Riot on Mars.
But it's heading that way.
Well, you know, that's a weird thing, because I talked to William Shatner a couple of months ago, and he actually went up into space, and I asked him what that was like. So I figured maybe in 5 more years, that might have been a realistic goal.
It sure will be someday, yeah.
And when you came to play with Quiet Riot back in 78, did you know that you guys were going to be that big?
Yeah, I was the second bass player in the Randy Rose version of the band. So I joined the band in 1978, and then I returned to what became the Metal Health version of the band to be one of the founding members of that. And, you know, what happens is this. We never, Quiet Riot never thought of themselves as a garage band, which we, I studied quantum science, and one of the things is about believing and manifesting. So we believed we were going to make it some way, somehow. You know, so we never really, because I think if you think of yourself as a garage band, you will always remain a garage band.
So when you guys were playing Come On, Feel the Noise, for lack of a better hit, you know, because that was such a huge hit, did you know that it was going to be a smash?
Did we? No. No. See, you never know. The only thing you can do is, and here's an issue with manifestation, is you can only manifest sometimes by your references. See, nobody had a metal debut album go to number one. So we didn't have a reference about that. I mean, it's kind of like breaking the four minute mile.
Yeah.
You know, not until it's done, then so many people broke that record. You know, but before that, it was like unbreakable. Oh, it's never going to happen. What we went in to do with Metal Health and the record, and there's a history behind it. See, I was still a member of Ozzy Osbourne when I got the call from Kevin Dubrow to come in to record Thunderbird for what became the Metal Health record.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, I did my session with Quiet Riot the week before I recorded Speak of the Devil, the Ozzy re-recordings of the Black Sabbath songs, live at the Ritz.
Right.
And I didn't have all of my basses. They were on the road with Ozzy, so I just brought my practice bass, which was a bass synthesizer, which worked very well for Thunderbird. Then, you know, and since I already knew the song from playing that song in Dubrow. See, there was Quiet Riot, then Quiet Riot ceased to exist when Randy left to join Ozzy, then became Dubrow, which is Kevin's band. And, you know, I was playing with him, I was living with him, but I was also working with other bands. You know, we're all trying to survive.
Right.
And then it became Quiet Riot again once I returned and we signed a record deal with Pasha Colombia at the time. Okay, so I went in, you know, like I mentioned, recorded Thunderbird really quickly. I know the song. That's my baseline on the song that you know, the way back from the Dubrow days. So then they go, wow, we got about 3 hours left in the session. Do you remember Slick Black Cadillac? And I go, yeah, just give me one take. Let's go over it.
Right.
You know, I have been playing with Ozzy. You know, I'm doing Mr. Crowley, which is a little bit of a stretch from Slick Black Cadillac.
Absolutely. You know? Right.
You know, so I went, you know, so we cut it quickly. Then by the time I left, I had recorded about maybe four or five songs. And then again, I thought these were going to be demos because it was done at the time. Pasha was basically known as not a hit factory, but it kind of like a demo jingle studio. You know, it was not at the level of Record Plant or Cherokee or Larrabee or any of those big studios in L.A.
Sure.
So I left. But what happened was when Randy died, I lost that Quiet Riot consciousness that we had. You know, I mean, if you look at the band after I joined Tommy and for the Blizzard of Oz 81 and 82 tours with Diary, you know, there was two guys from Quiet Riot. I'm talking two guys from a band who had just been rejected by everybody in Los Angeles.
I understand.
You guys are never going to make it.
I understand.
Now, you know, we were playing with Ozzy. Randy had gone earlier than me and recorded and composed those Landmark Records, Blizzard of Oz and Diary of a Madman with Ozzy, you know. And then he brought me in when they were looking for a bass player. He recommended me, you know. And when Randy died, that connection that I had, that was actually my choir riot connection, consciousness-wise,
yep,
it wasn't there anymore.
The innocence.
Absolutely. You know, that whole, that familiarity, which comes from the word family, you know, familiar, family. We were family. And then I go to record Thunderbird, just one song. And like I mentioned before, I stay for like half the record.
Right.
I walk in and there's Frankie Banali. Now, I have been playing with Frankie on and off for 10 years up until that time. And I'm talking about 40 years ago. 1982 is when we went into to do these recordings. 40
right.
years ago. I had already been playing with Frankie for 10 years. We played together. We met on my birthday, November 18, 1972. When immediately we started playing, we left Florida together. We toured the Midwest in bar bands. We moved to LA. So we had a long history and obviously musical connection and consciousness, you know. And then, of course, there's Kevin, I played with him in Quiet Riot, the Randy Rhoads era. I played with him in Dubrow. I lived with him and all that. So we were, you know, it was that that family. I was back in that family again, you know, even though I was still a member of Ozzy and there was really no record deal on the table, solid, you know. And but just to have the joy of music back in my life, I made the decision after I finished recording Speak of the Devil to return to playing with Frankie and Kevin. And of course, Carlos was there. But I really did not know Carlos that well because I never played with him before or hung out with him or anything. But, you know, it was a solid band. And that record was done, I got to tell you, it was the most honest recording I've ever been a part of.
And it didn't take you long.
No, it was done on spec time. And I'm pretty sure you know the term. It's like if somebody cancels a recording session, instead of having the studio down, they just call in, you know, bands. Hey, you want to come in and record, you know, for demo deals and things like
sure.
that. So but most of the record was done on spec time. Yeah, we the record was not signed yet, you know. And yeah.
And boy, did it stick. Hey, Rudy, when is the best time of your life, or when was it?
Right now.
Okay.
Because it's always now.
I figured you'd say that because I hear the passion in your voice. You love what you do. You know what you're going to do. You know you're going to make a lot of people happy. Rudy Sarzo from Quiet Riot, of course, played with Ozzy over the years. Going to be at Monsters on the Mountain at the Convention Center in Gatlinburg Friday, August 19th. Get your tickets at monstersonthemountain.com or listen after the 3:15 Sports Machine. I'm giving away a pair of tickets. Rudy, great talking with you today. God bless you.
I can't wait. Thank you, my boy. God bless you.
Monsters of the Mountain starting Friday, August 19th, all weekend long at the Convention Center in Gatlinburg with 103.5 WIMZ.